everybody. Welcome to Drive Through HR. And it is a lovely day. Brian, William, and Nisha coming to you live every single day talking about HR with the people who love the profession. So be a great conversation today. Want to introduce first time on the show, which is always fun. And Siobhan, I am so, correct me whenever I get it wrong. So, Golly, welcome to Drive Through HR.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. Thanks, Nisha. I'm excited, and thank you, everyone, for giving me this opportunity and listening to me. This is, I'll correct Brian. I'll go ahead and correct Brian. I'm Siobhan Golley, and president of Dice. Manage Dice.com, ClearanceJobs.com, /Dot, and SourceForge. I've been at Dice for over 7-8 months. Before that, over 16 years in digital media and consumer internet space.
Siobhan, I got it now. So I'm a quick. So we're good there. So, well, fantastic. Let's get right to it. So, what's top of mind, or keeping you up at night currently in HR?
Wow, that's a very broad question, but I'll try to hit it from the perspective of Dice and especially technology recruiting and sourcing. So as many of you may heard about this Dice Open Web, which is a product that aggregates data, publicly available data from billions of web pages around the web, and creating profiles with a 360-degree view of the candidate profiles, aggregating information from sources like Facebook, Twitter, Stack Overflow, GitHub, Quora, and lots of different places. And as a result, it's, bringing in a lot more unique candidates, providing a lot of efficiency and personalized data to recruit candidates in a passive manner, right, and build a pipeline. So we are seeing some early incredible results from some of the customers that have been using it, and it's essentially enabling them to change the way they're connecting with hard-to-fill technology professionals. I think we all know that, especially, they're hiding from recruiters and sources more and more these days. So one of the biggest things, for me, is to how can we help educate and change the behavior of technology recruiters to deliver better candidate experience as a result. So I know people like Jerry Crispin and Elaine have been advocating on this over the last few years, but I think with the ability to have that rich 360 profile data, Open Web certainly enables recruiters to approach these candidates in a more intelligent and personalized way. So one of the examples is using their hobbies and connecting through their hobbies as a way to engage the candidates. We're beginning to hear more and more how changing this behavior can lead to significant increases in response rates, but I'm really, really looking to spread the word fast and making sure every single tech recruiter has made this leap. We know it can't happen overnight, but it can't happen fast enough either.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll come back to kind of the candidate experience. So why don't you share with everybody kind of a little bit of the heritage and kind of history of Dice? Because I don't think a lot of people know. I personally would love to hear it. So I'm being selfish here with this question.
Sure, absolutely. So Dice has been in business for over 20-plus years. In fact, we've launched in 1990 in Silicon Valley, and it pretty much predates almost all of the other job sites that are out there today. And from the get-go, we've been pretty much focused on technology professionals. And over the years, I think we evolved from more purely about jobs to into really providing more career spot as a career hub for technology professionals over the years by providing more content and even for employers with more resources about hiring trends, the salary surveys, the markets where we're seeing growth. So all kinds of insights and information that provide, that make the overall technology recruiting space a more easier to deal with overall from both sides of the equation. So I think we've evolved quite a bit from that beginnings into a much more comprehensive solution today. And with the launch of Open Web earlier this year, we have really expanded and moved Dice into sort of the next generation of recruiting as much as, the way that we've been supporting the community all along. If you think about it, Dice today evolved from the pure play job postings back when into job postings, resumes, advertising, and open web.
Well, this is so much exciting news for all the tech recruiting professionals out there, and especially for the employers also, because it's not just about reaching out to some candidates, but by blindly hoping that they would respond, but then you
right.
are taking all of the information and aggregating to create a 360 profile view of
right.
this person, to getting to know their skills are suitable for the profile and for the
right.
organization also, to have a culture
right.
fit, right?
Right.
So I'm so excited to hear more about this open web social search. And how was that plus response rate from your clients, from those organizations that are using these services,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
where are you headed?
Yeah, great point. So we've seen great success with a number of different customers. Over 1,200 customers are actively using Open Web, as we know. In some of the success stories, are telling us the response rates in the order of 30% and sometimes even more. So a number of companies, Harvey Nash, Gravity People, Tim Sackett, you guys are probably more familiar with Tim Sackett as well. He's president of
yeah.
HRU Tech. His company is also using Open Web, and he recently published an article about how successful Open Web has been for him. In fact, and this is a quote from Tim, he said, basically, Open Web is a finder of passive candidates, thousands of passive candidates, candidates we could not have previously found in our monster Career Builder LinkedIn subscriptions, all in one place with a ton of information you don't normally get on a resume. So part of the thing with this response rates, right, essentially, it's a combination of getting the right contact information. Which would be either the phone, email, but these days Twitter and Facebook and sort of the other social channels are equally important. The other part of it is really personalizing the message. And so, for example, Harvey Nash is seeing 25 to 30% response rates, and one of the stories coming out of there was they saw this candidate was very much into salsa dancing. He's a technology candidate. And the recruiter started the conversation around salsa dancing because they both share that passion. And that's how they got to engage this candidate and ultimately hire that candidate. Dice, we have actually hired candidates out of Open Web ourselves using sort of the similar formula. So I think it's a combination of that more unique candidates because we are finding these candidates from all these sources rather than going to a single source with high-quality contact information and the ability to deliver a personalized message is what's actually driving that success.
So, and definitely, Tim's not one to actually know Tim really well for a long time, and he's not one to throw out random accomplishments or things like that. So I know it was well thought through and well vetted, and they run a great business up there.
Mm-hmm.
So the evolution of kind of getting more to the real people, because that's, from what I understand, is it's the more kind of total person look
yep.
at somebody versus just a kind of skills, competency, and experience, which is typically
mm-hmm.
the one dimension or the kind of one dimension of the historical job boards. Is that
right.
is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So pretty much focused on technology skills, and now, in fact, we launched the integrated profile to all of the Dice customers, and that means it's integrating even for active resumes with the social profile information. So as a result, we're even enhancing the traditional Dice resume with the open web data, and so they actually have a better ability for reaching these candidates in a targeted way.
So jump like on the total person concept. Let's jump to the candidate experience because that's been an incredible effort from Elaine and Jerry and Ed. I mean, to get that going because it's something that's needed in the industry, obviously. And it's really kind of getting traction and evolving. So how does the total person concept actually help employers and vendors, solution providers, make the candidate experience more, more respectful, civil, and enjoyable, for goodness sake?
Great question. So one of the things we did recently, we ran a Dice Tech candidate experience survey. We did this before the Candace Awards at HR Tech. And the two things come out of that. One is, we already know the lack of responsiveness from employers is the number one thing that turns off candidates. So there's sort of this transparency that is lacking end-to-end that makes it hard for candidates to understand where they are in the process, and so they kind of this black hole problem that they have to deal with. Secondly, in another study, we also asked our tech audience what makes a good recruiter, and 68%, and this is the number one answer for the 68% of the tech pros said they want tech recruiters to, and I'll just quote this. Gain a better understanding of how my skills fit into the job opportunity being offered. So this is especially important because tech pros are a different breed and they speak a different language. They specifically wanted recruiters to get to know them and, in their personality, explain why they're the right candidate for the role, and explain why it would be a better than, why it would be better than their current situation. So I think where this is going is, given how the low unemployment rate in technology and there's this huge supply and demand imbalance, the recruiters by themselves have to be more empathetic and understand the psychology of the candidates a lot better. If you are in the mode of spray and shoot or mass email, I think you will get into this other issues of unresponsive candidates, right? And so it goes both ways. So I think that's where some of the things that we have discovered would help recruiters get better at delivering that initial best initial candidate experience, if you will.
Well, that is so much interesting to hear from you. That study that you have. We see that 68% of the people have said, gain a better understanding of how my skills fit into the job profile. So that's how normally we see, the skills that are lacking from a recruiter perspective. And especially when we are talking about attracting a passive candidate, it's all about making them feel like they are wanted, right?
Yes.
So now, with this open web social search, you guys are doing a fantastic job by helping recruiters by mentioning or by having all those information in front of them, the skill set or their interest or their things that make the recruiter help them to connect with those candidates, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the questions that has come up from our Twitter stream right now is the same question: how can we educate and change the behavior of recruiters to approach talent in better ways to increase response rate?
That's right. I think if you also ask the pain points to the recruiters and sources when it comes to finding the tech talent. I think there lies the answer a little bit. We did this survey with Recruiting Trends a couple months ago, and the survey results are as follows. 60% of the recruiters and sources said 60% of the issue, the pain point, is related to unresponsive candidates. That's the number one thing. Number two is 40% said everyone's going after the same candidates. And then another 40% also said too much time is spent on research to identify potential candidates. And those are the sort of the top three things. The other two are related to incomplete or outdated profiles and finding better contact information. So when you think about this, in the world where there are unresponsive candidates and everyone's chasing, you know, sort of the same set of people and too much time is being spent on the research, if you are not going to step out of the box and try to differentiate your approach and the messaging, then you will have naturally, you know, lower degree of success, especially as it relates to, you know, the hard-to-find technology professionals or hard-to-fill jobs as well. So I think, you know, it is important for these recruiting sources to look at all the aspects of the candidate and figure out what are the things that connect the recruiter and the candidate themselves. And mm-hmm. So I'm not necessarily suggesting you got to fill all the roles this way, right, necessarily, because, you know, we're all time constrained. So I think at the end of the day, if you want to differentiate, yes, there are some positions that you are able to go search for candidates, you find them, and, you know, there are enough number out there, and you can fill them fast enough. But then there are these model of pipelining that you need to develop and build relationships and build a sort of a bench of candidates that you can engage and interact with. The other part is, I think, embracing other ways to contact candidates. So part of the issue of is, you know, everyone's going after the same candidates on the same channels on top of it, which is mm-hmm. over the phone or over the email, or, you know, and they're all hitting the inbox, and it's just too much noise there. So on the other hand, when you think about Twitter and Facebook, they're very ephemeral, so it doesn't feel like it's spam, right? It comes and goes. You either notice or you don't. But a lot of times, people do notice these messages. And so if you can use the Twitter handle or the Facebook messaging mechanism to reach the candidate, you will probably differentiate yourself from the whole bunch of other recruiters trying to reach these candidates through the traditional mechanisms. So I think it's just being smart about that and being cognizant about all these aspects. And so it relates to the position, location, the demand, and all those things. And then with these sets of information, you can just get better at recruiting, I would say.
Fantastic. It's not just about sending a mass recruiting email, but just about helping the candidates connect with you by building a network and interacting with them personally online or offline. So
that's right.
Let me do a quick reset, Shravan, to our audience. You are listening to our wonderful guest, Shravan Gulli, president of Dice.com, the ultimate resource for the tech talent over in a web. So, Brian, you want to ask one question that you have told me during the pre-show. Yeah, just go ahead.
Yeah, Dice has touched more technical talent in the last 10 years than probably anybody on the globe. And so what a perfect person to ask, what's the popularity and rise of kids coding camps? We talked a little bit in pre-show about you have like four or five, 7-year-olds now are going to these coding camps, and I think it's such an interesting trend. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's great, actually. I was actually talking to someone about women in tech yesterday, as well, and sort of how the girls and right from the young age need to embrace technology and embrace STEM-related careers, because there's just so much dearth of technology talent, as we know. I'm actually very excited about this overall development, especially the initiatives that Code.org has kicked off, and things like Girls Who Code, Code Academy, Udemy, Khan Academy. All of these different avenues have opened up paths for lots of people to engage their kids in developing technology skills right from the younger age. I would say, 10 years ago, it was much, much harder. And in fact, I've just got my 9-year-old girl started with CodeAcademy.org's web development skills. She started her first lesson last week, and she's getting ready to learn about building her own website. And that's very interesting. And I sit down and watch her do this. It's a little painful at that age, obviously. And I never programmed until I got to college when I grew up. And so it's a little unnatural for them. But they are, they play with these devices. They play with these apps. They are researching for their class projects on Google. So they're so much more comfortable with computers and technology and devices. It's a lot easier for them to understand what does it mean to build things for, for yourself and build things on a computer. And so it's pretty interesting, and I'm looking forward to more success coming that way. In fact, I think in 3 weeks or so, there's the CS Coding Week that's being launched by Code.org, and I would encourage everyone to look into that and get that out into your communities.
Well, that is a wonderful news indeed, Shravan. Well, hearing that, I have this question that has come up in my mind. Most of people say that, make sure your recruiters are tech savvy. Mm-hmm. How much of the relevancy is there? What do you say the foremost skill that a good recruiter should have?
Yeah. I think we touched upon it a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
I think the spray and shoot type recruiting model is phasing out over time for sure. I think for some positions you could still try and do very aggressive recruiting in that way, but in general, whether it is technology recruiting or recruiting in general, I would say it is about understanding your domain and understanding your candidate psychology and how you approach the candidates. So it goes back to sort of that candidate experience, how a recruiter can engage the candidates, network with them. And it doesn't, I think you don't have to be super technical savvy necessarily, but you should be up to speed on the latest and greatest. If you think about cloud, if you think about Hadoop, if you think about Python, Ruby on the Rails, PHP, whatever domain you're trying to recruit to, just go do basic, Google search or Wikipedia search and list out these terms, write up the definitions of those terms, and just get a little bit smarter, right? And so I think that enables you to have a conversation with the candidates. And so that's I think, your ultimate objective needs to be. The candidates are not going to just jump on the opportunities just right off the board. They need to be nurtured. They need to understand the opportunity better. We talked about what they care about, which is they want to understand that you know them better and you can speak, sort of speak to them in their language to a certain extent. Plus, I think with the idea of this open web, especially as we are discovering, the ability to see beyond their core skills that you're trying to match to. Because we've always talked about how do we find a culture fit? How do we find someone who can work as a team player, who can lead a team in the setting of your own company? We've talked about it time and again, but it has never been easy to to understand the 360 view of the candidate, to be able to judge that upfront, and also utilize, you know, the culture aspects and other things to sell the candidate as well. So if somebody wants to be, you know, flexible time hours, or somebody wants to be spending time innovating, you know, 20% of their time, things like that, you will discover those as part of these 360 profile information. And you could use those bits and pieces of information to map the culture, internal culture, to the candidate that you're looking at. And it goes both ways. So I think that's where the answer is, in my opinion.
Well, and, you know, I'm so excited about kind of the total person approach you've taken with kind of the data and the information and the experience, because that's always where I think the top 1% of recruiters, the top 10%, is they get to know what's up with the person and the position, exactly what you just said. You kind of marry those and reconcile those two, because it might come down to, look, I can't work that, or I can't leave. And so you got to know your candidate. They have a skill set. Table stakes is the fact that you know you're able to do X, Y, Z, right? The knowledge and skills. That tends to be table stakes. The closing of the deal and where everybody gets happy and it works is when you understand the candidate and actually their needs in the bigger picture.
Right, exactly. And I think where DICE comes into play, where people essentially would be to enabling that whole process in a very efficient way, in a scalable manner, and ability to ultimately deliver technology professionals to match the employer needs at the same time. But part of the other thing that the other part of the recruiter that would be helpful is the thing that they deal with the hiring manager, so sort of the internal struggle that you end up with. You open a rec and you say, well, I need this person tomorrow. And the qualifications are the best damn person in the world. You can never find him, right? So there's this classic battle that happens all the time in the organization. And I was on the other side. I've always been on the other side in general. And I demand that.
I know. The funny thing is, like, you would be searching for the ultimate perfect candidate for your organization, and chances are there you ignore the submissions that your ATS, right?
That's the other thing. There's that also. So one of the things that we've done with Open Web is we launched this Chrome extension, and other browser extensions are coming soon. So with the Chrome extension, if you're looking at your ATS, you can highlight the email address, and it will instantaneously pull the Open Web profile for that person. So now you know that somewhat stale ATS data could be immediately looked with the Open Web profile view. You can actually look at the latest and greatest about that person. And with the extension, you're just you're within that ATS experience as well. So where I was going with the other point was also that DICE is actually providing more data and insights about technology recruiting space and technology candidates, the time to hire someone in different markets, the pay scales, and the unemployment rate. So typical, technology job takes 60 to 90 days, and depending on the location, it could be even different, and the pay scales. So there's something, with this data, with the profiles, you're able to educate the hiring manager. So part of the recruiter's job and the sourcer's job is to gather this kinds of insights and information and going back to educate the hiring managers about the market situation and the market realities and setting the right expectations up front. And so that's something I think we're getting bigger and bigger into as well.
Well, that is perfect. And, man, that was a fast 30 minutes. We are out of time, so thank you so much for coming on and joining us today. The conversation was fantastic. Keep up leading the space with DICE. I'm a huge fan, have been for a couple decades now already. So, okay, folks, you know what?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and we'll get you back on because I can't wait to hear what's happening in 2014. So, okay, folks, we're out of here, and have a good rest of the day.